This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Speaking of radio show hosts getting out of line, whoo, whoo, some strong things said down in Columbus. And this is all about Kirk Herbstreit. Now, at first I thought it might be about, I'm like, they can't be that mad at his son for going to Michigan, right? Which, let me tell you this. I got a problem with Michigan on that whole thing. Before we get back to this whole deal, I got a problem with Michigan in that whole thing. I didn't know that it was all, he had nothing but preferred walk-on opportunities from other schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think that personally, I think that that's wrong. And I think if I were Kirk Herbstreit, I'd go, what are you using my son for? I will turn right around and use you for a free education and saying that my son ain't paying a dime to go to a school that is prestigious, no matter what anybody wants to say, that he can go to a school like the University of Michigan and be a glorified walk-on in so many ways, and maybe he'll get some playing time someday in 4 years or something like that during a blowout in the early part of the season. But to me, it's a bad look from the University of Michigan.
Oh, so you think they only did this for publicity?
Yes, yes, yes. I think it's a cheap, bad ploy. I really do.
Is he's not a good enough football player to play at Michigan?
If you're the only thing you told me is that he has nothing but preferred walk-on opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you get offered by the University of Michigan, I would imagine you have some MAC schools. I would imagine you have lower-tier Big Ten schools or Big 12 schools that have offered you full rides. If he's been offered full rides, I take it back. But you told me, you and Mitch both told me he's been offered no full rides.
But isn't Michigan paying another guy $10 million to play quarterback there?
Yeah, they're probably out of money in the quarterback room.
Yes, so now they're bringing in a cost-effective.
So that's what they're doing.
Okay. A guy that'll just take a scholarship and be happy.
It seems to be,
he doesn't need the money.
I think there would probably be guys who were offered from Indiana or Purdue. Indiana's a bad example right now. But Purdue or Northwestern or something like that, that if you wanted to go ahead and take a whack at, if you were Michigan, go ahead and fine. You know why you made this decision. And I really don't care for it.
I've definitely seen some Buckeye fans lash out at Herbie as if he gets to tell his kid where to go to school.
He can send his kid wherever.
He's had one go to Clemson. Actually, two go to Clemson. One ended up at Ohio State. He actually had a big-time heart surgery, but is still there at Ohio State. Doesn't really play, but he's on the team. So he's had kids at different schools now.
Guys, I could understand if the son was like a legacy. Legacies get picked up all the time. It's part of the movie Rudy. I can understand that, but now, remember, it just seems to be a little...
But if Rudy's kid went to USC, it'd be...
They bumped up scholarship totals for this year.
Example.
So every school now has like 20 more scholarships that they can give. So maybe they see it as just, yeah, if they want to throw a scholarship at him. But that is, it's not a reason to go after Herb Street. I mean, first of all, he's got to be a proud dad. His kid going to a great institution. And I'm an Ohio State guy, and I'm admitting, yeah, Michigan's a great institution.
You can send your kid wherever you want. And if he wants to take advantage of it and go, hey, my son's going to go there and he's going to graduate from a great school, which it is, that's fine. He can say that. But I think on Michigan's standpoint, you're not offering him because you think that he's going to be the next great Michigan player. I don't believe that. I'm not upset with Kirk Herbstreit or his family.
But not every player
I have a problem with Michigan.
But that happens all the time. Not every player is supposed to go down in history as an elite player. Like,
no.
It is a numbers game.
But let's not play stupid here. You know why. You cannot sit there and tell me a kid who had no other offers for full ride at that type of university was offered a full ride university. If he was Chase Lima, do you think that he'd be offered a Michigan University scholarship? The University of Michigan scholarship?
So you don't like the fact that Michigan's also getting something out of this?
I just think it's a cheap ploy.
Like the fact that Kirk Herbstreit is the signature analyst in college football.
I think it's a cheap ploy.
I mean, is that not smart?
Didn't say it wasn't smart. Said it was cheap. There's a difference. I think a place like Michigan, it should be beneath you.
But, I mean, it's not just they're getting the top analyst kid, right? They're getting ESPN, New York Post, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, got headlines
author.
Everywhere.
Author.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got it all. But I'm not arguing
so
whether or not it was
five
smart.
In a row for Michigan.
I just think it's...
This counts as a win?
He said it, not me. Oh, I just want everybody to know Owen said it. I didn't say
all
it.
All I know is the headlines I'm reading.
Looks like Ryan Day lost another one.
But they are upset. They are upset with Kirk Herbstreit for something he said. This is during the selection show on ESPN.
Yes, on Sunday.
Kirk Herbstreit told him the truth, and they're mad down there at him. Here's Kirk Herbstreit, courtesy of ESPN, about Ohio State might have been better served if they were playing on the road versus Tennessee.
After the Ohio State season ended against Michigan, I don't know if it would have been better for Ohio State to go on the road to get away from their home crowd that'll be booing after their third down not converting and the punter comes out, booing Ryan Day. They'll have to rally and have a good start to that game, or it could turn sideways with the home crowd, in my opinion.
Where's the cheap shot in there? Why are people upset?
Well,
for
me, I'm definitely not going to call it a cheap shot considering I said it on the radio and tweeted it out a week ago.
Yes, you did.
That I was a little worried about
that.
Did
you get cussed out by people?
And yeah, a few people, but most agreed. I mean, everybody saw that 108,000 people were booing that offense and Ryan Day and that coaching against Michigan when they got, one first down in the second half and couldn't move the ball in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all saw how that panned out. So where's the lie from Kirk Herbstreit? Why would anybody be... Are they mad that an Ohio State grad said it? I mean, Kirk Herbstreit's been an analyst for, better part of two...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Two decades this is what he does. He's not there to just spout out Ryan Day or Ohio State talking points. He's out to give the... it's the exact truth because I said it a week ago.
Well, I want to hear what your comments are after we hear from Mike Ricciardotti on Kirk Herbstreit. This is via Common Man and T-Bone yesterday on 97.1 The Fan.
Playoff bracket unveiled yesterday. By the way, I like how everybody's just discovering now that Kirk Herbstreit's a d- Like, I've been talking about this for 20 years. Welcome to my world. Now, there's stuff behind the scenes and there's some personal stuff that goes into my story. But this is a guy who's always... been ashamed college football fans. This is a guy who makes his living talking down to you. Mm-hmm. For some reason, people still eat it up. They think he's the everyman. Oh, look at him.
Well, no, because
look at him and his dog.
We did talk about the dog last week. We were certainly wondering. We had concerns.
I thought he had already got... I thought he just moved on to a new dog. I didn't realize he already had that new dog. You corrected me. Thank God you did that day you talked about the new dog. because he had the new dog in Cleveland, but I didn't realize that dog was already a part of the family that he brought to Cleveland. I'm not going after him because of the dog. Leave dog out of this if you can. This is some ill will down there in Columbus. Like, this has never come back home again. Down there in Columbus.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know the specifics of any of that. I mean, we would not dare ask our boss, who used to be a producer on the Kirk Herbstreit show down in Columbus. We would not, in any way, you know, breach that kind of confidence. But obviously, those guys in Columbus that are in the media, they have been lashing out. They have been lashing out. At Kirk Herbstreit for many years. There was a there was an incident down there 15 years ago. You guys can all Google it, on a sports radio voice that lost his job because of something he said about Desmond Howard, who's the work partner of Herbstreit. So obviously there's bad blood there. I don't know other things that have gone on behind the scenes, but to attack Herbstreit for saying what's on his mind. I mean, what, you're trying to cancel the guy? Are you trying to limit what he's able to say? Are you mad he's ascended to NFL heights and the pinnacle of college football?
They mad because everybody else likes him and then talks to them that they should like him too?
Now, look, there's a lot.
It seems that everybody outside of Columbus likes the guy.
Now, there are a lot of people in Columbus that feel aggrieved, especially when he is lashed out over time at, you know, the crazies, the Ohio State football crazies. God, at times people say I'm one of the Ohio State football crazies.
Hold on now. Like, and the guy you're talking about, you know, we've known that guy for a long time, and it was a mistake.
Yeah,
all right?
Torg.
Yeah, and I like
the
guy.
He's been on the show.
And he's worked at the station here and there a time or two, okay? But also, when it comes to Kirk Herbstreit, like, we've had Kirk Herbstreit on, and we've met him in person, and he was a perfectly nice, affable individual.
Yeah, I don't know him personally. I don't know any of these guys. We have Mike Lombardi on. People tell us horrific things, but
let me ask you this.
I like opinions. I like guys that offer opinions.
Is it just different because he played at Ohio State and so they feel he should sand down the truth or cover up the truth a little bit as he gives his opinions?
Kenny, how many more homers do they need in Columbus? They've already got, they've cornered the market. You've got Ohio State people at the Big Ten Network, 20 of them.
I think for
You've got 20 of them at ABC and ESPN. How many more homers do you need?
For me to talk about other people being homers, I think would be a little bit rich, don't you think? So I kind of want to ask you.
I'm amazed. Like, do you really think Ohio State doesn't get enough positive reinforcement, positive headlines? It's Ohio State. You've got Gus Johnson on every game calling the world famous Ohio State. Like, these media execs at the network, they love Ohio State. They want to bend over backwards to help out Ohio State so that they make more money because there is a mutually beneficial relationship there. Nobody is trying to go out of their way to sling dirt on Ohio State and prevent them from helping out the almighty, which is the dollar in this case. Come on, what are we talking about here?
But as I've told you before, it's much easier to climb the hill than it is to defend the hill. And so everybody has to put a chip on their shoulder, whether or not it's real. And so that's part of the reason why people get so upset down there about Kirk Herbstreit. I don't know anything. Guys, he's only treated us nice. I can't say anything else about the guy. He's only treated us nice. Apparently, some people, like, if it comes from you and me, we're not what Kirk Herbstreit is.
And by the way,
I didn't play there, so we can say what we want.
We all know how crazy fan bases can be. It's not totally unique to Ohio State. It's all the big brands. And look, we're in an NFL market. We're in a professional sports market. There are crazies here too. There are delusional crazies that go after the media. They think the media is out to take them out. But that's in every market. That's not it's what it is. I think in this case is Columbus, in many ways, Ohio State is their professional team. They are covered like a professional team. There's 30 blogs in Ohio State that are credentialed, that are at everything. There's more media that covers Ohio State than there are the Browns. I mean, they're by a wide margin. It's like exponentially more. So I think maybe they're just more susceptible to that. They're more vulnerable to that. But in the end, like, Herbstreit loves Ohio State. He just doesn't like the crazies. And the crazies in this instance are all the proof you need that they can be annoying. Just what you're seeing right now, the reaction to Kirk Herbstreit. It proves exactly what he's been talking about over the years. The reason he left Columbus.
Yeah, he did move to Tennessee. I mean, that's a lot of pressure there. Lord Almighty.